And right now, once again, as part of our weekly update on what's going on at Music Mountain, we welcome in the artistic director, Oscar Espina-Ruiz, at Music Mountain. And this weekend is definitely a varied weekend with the Swing Time Big Band and then the Harlem String Quartet. But instead of me trying to talk about it, let's bring in the expert. Let's bring in Oscar. Oscar, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. It's so great to be here with you.
Now, I can talk a little bit about the big band. There's no problem there. And I know about the Harlem String Quartet, but you can definitely fill us in much, much more. First of all, once again, I've had people tell me on Sundays that the traffic that's on Music Mountain seems to be far heavier than it has been. So you really must be having, all I can say is, good weekends there, because people are mentioning that they're noticing the traffic.
Yes, I mean, it's really fantastic. I mean, we are working hard just making, you know, the great concerts continue at Music Mountain, but when you see the hall full, it really is a wonderful thing. Actually, yesterday, the rain kept away a few more people than usual, I have to acknowledge, but so far this season, we are roughly 20% up on attendance, so it's really great news. The concert yesterday was also fantastic, and I have to give credit to Kevin McKenney of the Millbrook Independent. He's written already, I think, 4 reviews on our concerts, which he publishes in the Millbrook Independent, and he writes so beautifully. I mean, I'm so glad that we are, you know, very much acknowledged by the audience who is there live, having a great experience with us all, but also online through reviews, through broadcasts, is really exciting. We are expanding. We are reaching out to many, many people. And the concert yesterday, I'm still on a high about it, and it was a very different concert, I have to say. A concert focused on the poetic, focused on the passion or inner passion of folk music. That was kind of the thread through the program. And it was just a very beautiful program in a very different way from what we've had with Beethoven. But really, a great weekend overall, also with the Anderson Quartet. Peter and Will Anderson came on Saturday and they played Duke Ellington. So it was a fantastic weekend. Looking ahead, Marshall, to next weekend, so what I have to say is that the String Time Big Band is going to be playing for the 11th time in a row. So they have been coming to Music Mountain for a while. And this time they are coming with something, they titled it Something Borrowed, Something Blue. And so they're going to be playing Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, a number of classics, and both blues and the Great American Songbook. So I can't wait for that. And that is a concert with a complete swing big band. It's not a quartet, it's not a quintet. This is a big band coming to Music Mountain on Saturday. This is the 28th of July at 6:30. And then Sunday is the Harlem String Quartet. Can't wait for that either. They did such a beautiful concert last year, also with pianist Fei-Fei Dong. And so they are coming together this year. Harlem String Quartet and Fei-Fei Dong piano will be playing at Music Mountain on Sunday, July 29th at 3 p.m. They will be playing Beethoven, Schubert, and Brahms. And I can't wait. It's going to be another great weekend ahead of us.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the history of the Harlem String Quartet, because I always find the history of that and then how they perform pretty amazing and the audience reaction to it.
Yes, I mean, so the Harlem String Quartet is focused on giving light to minority composers, and also they do a lot of outreach, and they really reach out to children who are, you know, have less opportunities than others, oftentimes in inner cities. And along those lines, so they have a number of teaching programs, one of which is at Music Mountain. So let's talk about that briefly. This week, starting today, actually, so the Harlem String Quartet will be giving a workshop at Music Mountain, and they will have, actually some of the students have already arrived, some inner city students from Atlanta and New York City and also Mississippi. And they're going to be learning to improvise, they're going to be learning to play the classics, they're going to get a well-rounded experience with the Harlem String Quartet. And then, so the Harlem String Quartet, as a performing top-notch string quartet, they play also, they get into jazz. In fact, I was mentioning that this season, this is really intriguing. So three of the artists that are playing at Music Mountain separately play the concert together at Lincoln Center Jazz in June. And those were Helen Tsang, piano, and Ted Nash, saxophone, and then the Harlem String Quartet. So the Harlem also plays a lot of jazz as well as the classics. So it really is a tremendous, tremendous quartet that, you know, gets to the core of what they see in music. You know how Alban Berg told Gershwin when Gershwin went to Vienna and heard the lyric suite and freaked out and couldn't play the piano afterwards. He had a little bit of a stage fright. Alban Berg told Gershwin, man, music is music. And, of course, Gershwin played beautifully. But so, yeah, music is music for the Harlem Quartet, too. And they can get to the heart of it, despite being a Rosamund String Quartet by Schubert, which they will play at Music Mountain this Sunday, or, you know, Duke Ellington or a Cuban music. That's where the first violinist, Ilmar Gavilán, is from Cuba. So they have it all. It's a very, very intriguing quartet. It's a passionate and really a quartet full of energy. I enjoy them greatly.
And a reminder for the people that are going to come see the Swingtime Big Band, which, by the way, is an outstanding, it is a classic big band. There is that package where you can get a 5 p.m. dinner at the Falls Village Inn and then be back to the show in time. Just contact the Falls Village Inn for that. I think you'll enjoy the Swingtime Big Band, Oscar. I really do there. I just like the way a big band sounds, especially in that hall.
Yes. No, I heard them last year, and it's a fantastic group. I also enjoy Steve a lot, Steve Scheiman. So here's a man with two hats. maybe I shouldn't say, but he's a fantastic leader of the Swingtime Big Band and a saxophonist, but he also serves for a Concert Artists Guild and does a fantastic job promoting young artists. So he has those two hats. But, you know, when I saw him at Music Mountain last year, I mean, he's so full of energy. He is conducting or dancing or both, and it's a joy to watch.
Well, that's Music Mountain, musicmountain.org for tickets and information. And if you want to go to that Saturday dinner at the Falls Village Inn, contact the Falls Village Inn. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next week.
Great. Thank you so much, Marshall. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.
Take care.
That is what is going on at Music Mountain this weekend, Music Mountain in Falls Village, musicmountain.org.